This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Johnson.
Coming up, who is the real Alex Jones? Some of our listeners have asked us this in the past, and you know, we've had our opinions. Now it's going to court.
Hello, friends.
Yes, that's on the way here tonight, and also, if we get the chance, the latest from Venezuela, major protests expected tomorrow in Venezuela, and meanwhile, the Venezuelan president is looking to expand armed civilian militias in response. So we'll give you the latest on that. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. Last week, Johnson, you came in here raring to go with a story about the American liberals.
Well, it's actually a couple weeks ago that I first came in with this story.
True, but last week...
We've been selling it for a while.
Right, but last week we actually thought we were going to get to it because we started the show with it and then proceeded to take wall-to-wall phone calls
right.
From that point forward. So you never know what's going to happen here on Free Talk Live, and that's okay. It's kind of what we, it's part of the fun and the unpredictability of doing the show. So we're going to try again on this story. I don't think we got more than two sentences into it.
The funny thing is that this is actually the anniversary almost of this article, which
really?
Is kind of interesting. It was actually originally written on April 21st,
okay.
2016.
It is the week of 420, right. So it's right around the corner.
So it is. This was written prior to the election, which I found interesting.
All right.
Because it's kind of... foreshadowing.
Now, you said it, if I recall correctly, like the byline on the story was how American liberals ended up alienating the people that they supposedly were trying to help.
No, it's just the smug style in American liberalism is the headline for the article.
All right. And by the way, we are on Progressive Talk Station, so please feel free to reach out and comment as you wish. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
This article is written by Emmett Renson, and here we go.
And is it Vox? Where was it again?
Yes, Vox.
Vox.
That's correct. There is a smug style in American liberalism. It has been growing these past decades. It is a way of conducting politics predicated on the belief that the American life is not divided by moral difference of or policy divergence, not really, but by the failure of half of the country to know what's good for them. In 2016, the smug style has found expression in media and in policy, in the attitudes of liberals, both visible and private, providing a foundational set of assumptions above which a great number of liberals comport their understanding of the world. It has led an American ideology hitherto responsible for a great share of good accomplished over this past century of our political life to a posture of reaction and disrespect. A condescending, defensive sneer towards any person or movement outside of its consensus, dressed up as a monopoly on reason. The smug style is a psychological reaction to a profound shift in American political demography. Beginning in the middle of the 20th century, the working class, once the core of the coalition, began abandoning the Democratic Party. In 1948, in the immediate wake of Franklin Roosevelt, 66% of manual laborers voted for Democrats, along with 60% of farmers. In 1964, it was 55% of working class voters. By 1980, it was 35%. The white working class in particular saw even sharper declines. Despite historic advantages with both poor and middle class white voters, by 2012, Democrats possessed only a 2-point advantage among poor white voters. Among white voters making between $30,000 and $75,000 per year, the GOP has taken a 17-point lead.
Do they get into the reasons why?
I'm sure that they will, yeah. Finding comfort in the notion that their former allies were disdainful, hapless rubes, smug liberals created a culture animated by that contempt. The consequence was a shift in liberalism's intellectual center of gravity, a movement once fleshed out in union halls and little magazines, shifted into universities and major press from the center of their country to its cities and elite enclaves. Minority voters remained, but bereft of the material and social capital required to dominate elite decision-making, they were largely excluded from an agenda driven by the new Democratic core.
So basically, the minority voters were put on the back of the Democratic bus.
Yeah, pretty much. And yeah, the new Democratic core is the educated, coastal, and the professional.
Right, yeah, they always have seemed, at least in my lifetime, which is relatively short, I'm only in my late 30s, mid to late 30s, you know, they always have seemed to be affluent, the movers and the shakers
in the
liberal world.
Yep. Yeah. It is not that these forces captured the party so much as it fell to them. When the laborer left, they remained.
Mm.
The origins of this shift are overdetermined. Richard Nixon bears a large part of the blame, but so does Bill Clinton. The Southern strategy, yes, but the destruction of labor unions, too. I have my own sympathies, but I do not propose to adjudicate that question here. Suffice it to say, by the 1990s, the better part of the working class wanted nothing to do with the word liberal. What remained of the American progressive elite was left to puzzle. What happened to our coalition? Why did they abandon us? What's the matter with Kansas? The smug style arose...
Where is Kansas?
The smug style arose to answer those questions. It provided an answer so simple and so emotionally satisfying that its success was perhaps inevitable. The theory that conservatism, and particularly the kind embraced by those out there in the country, was not a political ideology at all. The trouble is that stupid hicks don't know what's good for them. They're getting conned by right-wingers and tent revivalists until...
Well, that is the message, right?
The
message is that, and by the way, we're not conservatives. Before anybody jumps to a conclusion, we're just talking about liberals, all right? So we're liberty-minded people, we're libertarians, we're voluntarists.
Right.
We're not conservatives. But, you know, we've heard it all. I mean, we've hosted this show for since 2002.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've had a lot of people call in. We've heard the arguments from both sides.
I just think that this shift, to me, you know, having perceived things from an outside perspective for a very long time, this shift has seemed very much more dramatic in recent times to me.
And what I was going to say was, what we've heard from people on the left is this attitude of, the people in the right, the conservative, the Republicans, they are the rank and file, these, you know, working class folks. They're just being taken advantage of. Oh, these rich corporate taskmasters, they want to see the free market so they can take advantage
of
people.
Liberals tend to lump libertarians and liberty-minded folk in with this. But, I mean, a lot of libertarians tend to lump themselves in with conservatives as well. So,
right.
You know.
But the idea is generally that, yeah, they are rubes. They are, you know, ignorant country hicks.
Right.
And the elite types who are running the conservative wing or the Republicans, they're taking advantage of these people by talking to them about freedom when what they really want is the freedom to, you know, pollute the earth with their corporations, and this is just the way they get elected, is the idea.
Yeah. Well, it says again, they're getting conned by right-wingers and tent revivalists until they believe all the lies that have made them so wrong. They don't know any better. That's why they're voting against their own self-interest.
Yep, I've heard that before.
Get everything from the government! As anyone who has gone through a particularly nasty breakup knows, disdain cultivated in the aftermath of a divide quickly exceeds the original grievance. You lose somebody, you blame them.
Hmm.
Soon the blame is reason enough to keep them at a distance, the excuse to drive them even further away. Finding comfort in the notion that their former allies were disdainful, hapless rubes, smug liberals created a culture animated by that contempt. The result is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Financial incentive compounded this tendency. There is money, after all, in reassuring the bitter. Over 20 years, an industry arose to cater to the smug style. It began in humor and culminated, for a time, in The Daily Show.
Okay.
A program...
That's what I was thinking when you said humor.
Yep. A program that more than any other thing advanced the idea that liberal orthodoxy was a kind of educated savvy and that its opponents were, before anything else, stupid. The smug liberal found relief in ridiculing them.
We're going to continue here. You've got more to share. And if you want to jump in, you're welcome to comment. 855-453. It sounds pretty accurate so far.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to hear how you feel about it, though, dear listener. Our number, 855-453. Maybe you consider yourself a liberal and you want to weigh in, or whatever. You can take control of the airways here. This is Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about NuGenix.
NuGenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With NuGenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
NuGenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. NuGenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us right here on the radio. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show here at username LRN.FM. We do have the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And let's talk about nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans are taking nutritional supplements, and for a good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, well, you'll likely be told that cheap vitamin minerals don't cut it. You'll need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. By the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending $150 a month. Now, if this is a situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. Now, for 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys want, the perfect blend of seven supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. You can visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more, and you can use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to receive 30% off of your first order. That's coupon code FTL, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back, and they do accept Bitcoin. Plus, you get free shipping on orders of $60 or more. So head on over to SimplifyMySupplements.com, learn more, and use coupon code FTL as we go to your calls. More on the sort of what happened to liberals in America and this smug style that you're telling us about, Johnson. We're going to get back into that with more about The Daily Show and what that sort of culminated for the liberal movement, if you will. But first, we go to Liberty Lover. He is, I believe, in Ohio on Skype. Go ahead, Liberty Lover.
I noticed that Trump signed an executive order today, apparently expanding the visa program as a part of his Buy American, Hire American program. Did you hear about that?
No, not at all.
Well, he wants to make it so more people can get in to get visas, and a lot of people seem to think that this is going to help us get more jobs back in America, and I cannot believe that people are still buying into this notion that government can somehow create jobs.
Well, yeah, I mean, government can create jobs if they steal money from people and make, you know, government make work programs like building an unnecessary bridge or something like that.
Filling out books and books of unnecessary paperwork. That's what the government is best at.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't the better option close the trade borders, but to actually open the trade borders? Because wouldn't that encourage more free trade, which would, by definition, create more jobs?
Well, right. And when a government creates a job, one of these sort of make-work government jobs, what you're not seeing happen, the unseen of that, is all of the jobs that would have been created in the marketplace without the government taking all that money. So if the government hadn't stolen the money through taxes in the first place, then used it to create their false government jobs, we don't know what American industries would have expanded, for instance, would have hired new people. So there's all these other, like, real productive jobs that were lost because the government created some make-work jobs.
Yeah, and one of his biggest campaign promises, if you remember, was actually an infrastructure bill. He said he wanted to sign a $1 trillion infrastructure bill.
Mm-hmm. My roads.
Well, yeah, my roads.
Huge roads.
Huge roads. Roads. The best, greatest roads that you've ever seen.
Nobody's going to make roads better than I.
Back.
I mean, come on. Does anybody actually believe that?
Somebody did. They voted for him.
Yep.
The people went, well, yeah, that's the thing. Here in Ohio, in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, people just ate that stuff up because everybody's jobs have apparently left. Come around here, man. All the factories are closed. All the shops are closed. And people think that somehow Donald Trump is going to bring them back when, in reality, they don't realize that robots are replacing all of their jobs anyway.
Now, were you the one who called a little while back saying that people are getting kind of burned on Donald Trump out there in the in your area of the country?
Yes, I believe I called in and said that. That's what I've begun to notice. You know, in the beginning, they're all like, yes, Trump is going to bring my jobs back. And lately, it's been more of, holy crap, why is he bombing Syria? Why is he dropping a near nuclear bomb on Afghanistan?
Yeah,
why is he escalating?
There's a few jobs right there. I mean, was it $1 million per bomb? How many jobs was that?
I don't know who's coming up with this, who's saying anything about being near nuclear, but just for clarity's sake, the difference between Moab, the mother of all bombs, mm-hmm. In terms of explosive destructive force and, you know, like one of the nukes that we used in Japan, is about 1,000-fold.
Mm. I wasn't too familiar with the capability of the bombs, but
you need basically 1,000 Moabs to make a nuke.
I just think that, and I don't feel bad for anybody, honestly. For those who voted for Donald Trump, I don't really feel bad for them because they're getting burned out, and I think they got what they asked for. I mean,
yeah, but will they learn their lesson? I don't know, man. It seems like no matter what happens, no matter how bad these presidents are, Bush, and then Obama, now Trump, they just keep getting worse as time goes on. But yet people seem to still believe that there's this one man can solve all of their problems, this great man who's going to come to their rescue. And you know, those promises are never fulfilled.
Really great. Well, so great.
Well, you know,
great
what the
man,
definition.
Great America, great again.
You know what the definition of insanity is, right?
Doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. Thanks, Liberty Lover, for the call.
Definition of insanity is Barack Obama. Crazy healthcare policies.
Let's go to Tom in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live.
The government creation of roads is at the heart of liberty. It's where dreams take wing. Didn't George Bush say that?
I don't know.
Something that didn't make sense at all. he didn't say that exactly, but he often talked nonsense.
Yes.
Read my lips. No new roads. Oh, wait, wrong Bush.
Listen, I wanted to talk about what you opened the show with. That's a fantastic article, very accurate.
Yeah, we got more coming up, too.
I did want to say that I was very concerned about the Skype caller with the blasphemous name who was calling about my comments the other night and about police in general. Listen, I would be glad to give him my personal home number. I spent a career in law enforcement, never had an unlisted number, and Ian, without going into detail, you know, I spent some time at some other places where I had no problems at all. So I'm open to speak with anyone, and I'd like to convince people who have a bad taste in their mouth about police that not all police are the way that they think they are. So after I talk about your opening article on another night, I'll address that.
Here's my biggest issue with police, as somebody who has a problem with police. My biggest issue with police is this, the thin blue line.
The mentality of us versus them, you mean?
The Serpico mentality.
Let me tell you something about that line. A lot of people say it's a wall and that we look out at every instance. We don't. It is a thin blue line. And within the Brotherhood, there is a certain amount of leeway with things where there's not a victim involved.
Why is there a Brotherhood at all? That's my question about it. You know, it's like, why does that exist? It's
'cause it's a gang.
It has to. And it's not for a gang mentality. It's because of the way the job is. I didn't think that way until I actually was trained in it. And
all right, Tom, stand by here. We'll bring it back, and I'll see if I can get your number to, I think he was referring to Hung Like Jesus, who was not happy with one of Tom's recent calls. So we'll do that. Toll-free number here, 855-453, and you can share your thoughts more on the smug style of American liberalism. That's still on the way, and you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. We got more to come on the story about American liberals and the so-called smug style of them, according to Vox.com. It's Ian and Johnson in the studio. Of course, we invite you to join us here, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. And do want to let you know that Bitcoin.com recently reported that Bitcoin transaction fees have sadly increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. You can learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, your calls and thoughts are welcome. We go back to Tom in Baltimore. You're back on Free Talk Live. Now, Tom, did you want to comment on the liberal story?
I did. If I could just say, though, relative to what I started off with, you know, that call, I spent about half of it criticizing police. If he goes back and listens to it, I understand that he was upset about the Rosenberg.
Yeah, and I
comment.
Said something about that. I said that you had been critical of the police on multiple
occasions. Yeah, absolutely. And during that call, I was, in fact. And by the way, I'm a staunch opponent of the death penalty. If I were alive, well, I was, but not old enough. If I were old enough and versed in the law as I am now, I would have fought to keep the Rosenbergs alive. I don't apologize for that comment, that joke that I made, because if you know anything about the Rosenbergs, the judge in the case, and the evidence was very, very strong, it's become stronger over the years, said that he believed, and is backed up by facts, that they were responsible for all the deaths in the Korean War. That they were tied in.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the case at all.
Yeah, so listen, communism, at least in that form, as it was.
Oh, these are the communists who were put to death by the electric chair,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Communism is a dangerous thing to play with. That's why I don't apologize for that. And it was a response to what Sarah had admittedly said about her belief in communism and violence. The only thing I would apologize for and was not becoming of an officer, retired or active, was the joke about Nancy Kerrigan.
Okay.
It's never good to joke about a victim. So that,
fair enough. Let's get to your comments about liberalism.
Okay, all right. To wrap up quick, Washington Journal had a brilliant wrap-up and a nutshell case of exactly what that article is talking about. It was in August of 2016. You can go to C-SPAN. Jonathan Rauch of the Brookings Institute at 49:40. 49 minutes and 40 seconds into his interview, a brilliant caller called and spoke to him relative to this very same issue. And I'd encourage anyone to go there and listen to it and see how this liberal individual responded after, of course, the caller could not respond
right.
refute what he was saying. He went on with ad hominem attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you know, we probably should rethink the term liberal, since so consistently they respond to people with conservative attitudes, liberty-minded attitudes as well, with rigidity and sarcasm. And you can find that more and more, especially on the show, the comedy show that you were talking about. But in closing, you know, there was a guy who's been calling up and talking about a civil war. Let's hope it doesn't come to that. Now, my family was originally from Czechoslovakia, immigrated here. I'm second generation American. Czechoslovakia did it, divided into three, and they did it peacefully. It can be done despite what some people will tell you, and that may be where we're heading. Listen, it really is simple, and what the guy couldn't verbalize, and what I'd like to do for him, relative to what sides, I think, Ann, you were asking him, well, what two sides are there? And this article that you opened the show with said that there are about half of Americans who feel one way, and that leaves half who feel another way. And of course, there's going to be.
That's oversimplification, of course. I mean, that's there's way more than a half and half of anything.
Sure.
Here in New Hampshire, for instance, the majority of registered voters, or the plurality of them, rather, are the undeclareds. They're the people who will not side with either the Democrats or Republicans. So I don't think that, you know, if there is any kind of conflict, and I agree with you that there likely will not be any kind of significant conflict. Obviously, we are seeing some sort of conflict
in
Berkeley.
It's getting worse. Here's where it is, though? Yes, absolutely. Here's where we are. I think it's natural in the course of human events, I'll borrow that terminology from a wiser man than me, where people begin to develop their views and they refine them, so to speak. And I think that's where we are. We've gotten to a point where people, let's just for the sake of this quick discussion, call them liberal and the other side conservative.
Okay.
The liberal folks, they've gotten to a point where it seems like, well, it doesn't seem like. It clearly is this way. They have no problem ceding the power that was with the people. They ceded that power to bureaucratic leaders, politicians, and judges. And they're fine with that. They agree with statutory laws. They like it. They want more regulation. And then you have, let's say, the conservatives or purists, like I consider myself, who really would like to see just common law. the way the founders or framers wanted things to be with less.
Well, and these are differences that are irreconcilable, right? I mean, that's why you're saying that people are dug in. They, you know, if there is going to be some conflict, it's because they're not going to come and meet in the middle on these issues.
Right. There's no more compromising. We've compromised to the point where just watch any of the House hearings. You can see they get nothing done. It's completely partisan politics.
Well, and that's why I'd like to see, and thanks for the call, Tom, and that's why I would like to see, you know, California secede. I want to see that be a success in secession. I want to see that happen, because then you can really have your own liberal country then. Great. And I think Texas should secede, too, because then you can have a conservative country, and the two of them can have completely different policies, and they don't have to worry about having this overarching federal government that they have to fight over controlling. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, but I do hope those things happen peacefully. Let's go to Mike in South Carolina, listening online over at freetalklive.com. Hey, Mike.
How are you doing?
What's
I had
on your
a
mind?
Question about Bitcoin. I was wondering if you could explain why I would run an unlimited note.
Okay, so let's try to kind of gloss over this information for people who are completely uninitiated in Bitcoin. Johnson, how would you describe Bitcoin to, you know, in the 30-second elevator pitch to somebody who's just tuning in at the airport and they've never, you know, really taken the time to look into it?
It's digital gold. It operates like PayPal, but acts like a commodity.
But it's also decentralized, meaning that it can't be hacked like PayPal could, say, by the you know, anonymous, for instance. And it's an amazing thing, and it's really kind of taken the world by storm. But there's this, well, speaking of civil wars, there's like a geek civil war going on right now behind the scenes in Bitcoin. And the geeks are split to some extent over what the direction should be from the technological side of things with Bitcoin. Should they increase the block size, which would help supposedly take more transactions per second or per minute, or should they, you know, stay the course and raise the fees, which is what's happened, is the fees have just been going up and up and up because they're staying the course, and then, you know, add in this thing called segregated witness, which I can't explain because I don't know enough about it, but, you know, it supposedly would help reduce the burdens on the system. Bitcoin has become too popular. It has, and that's a good thing. It's
a very good problem we have.
Yeah, it's experiencing growing pains. Unfortunately, these growing pains have manifested in these crazy fees that are being charged to send every Bitcoin transaction, to where if you want to send $1,000 worth of Bitcoin, it's maybe going to cost you 50 cents to a dollar. But the problem, and that's fine, but the problem is
$1,000. Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, but the problem is if you want to send a dollar's worth of Bitcoin, it's still going to cost 50 cents to a dollar to send that. And that's a huge problem. So the question you asked is, why should you run a Bitcoin Unlimited node? And honestly, I don't know what people should do, but we can talk a little bit further about it here in moments. I'm running a Bitcoin Unlimited node, but I'm not a miner, so it doesn't really count for that much. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Have you checked your Google search results? Lately, search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client,
client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial on in toll-free. Join us right here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. Free. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
We actually have Mike on the line in South Carolina. We're going to continue with his call and thoughts here in a moment, but we're talking about Bitcoin with him. We're going to get back into talking about American liberals and their smugness here in moments. So you can join us about anything you want to discuss. But Bitcoin, really important to those of us here on the show. In fact, Johnson, you were just telling me before the show tonight that you dug up an old video of yours where you were interviewing Roger Ver at the Porcupine Freedom Festival from 2012, was it?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he was telling you about how Bitcoin's
all about
price...
Bitcoin and what Bitcoin was and how, you know...
And you didn't have any yet at that point,
Yeah, I didn't really have any at that... I don't think I had any. No, I didn't have any at that point.
Did you get your first Bitcoin at the Porcupine Freedom Festival that year?
Yes, I did. Yep.
And so it was Roger Ver who did it then, huh?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
He was good about that.
Yep. It was... it's funny because I think my first wallet was InstaWallet, which is no longer around. I could have ended up losing some Bitcoin on that InstaWallet thing, but it didn't end up happening. The InstaWallet was really good. They actually, they had a problem that they said basically was a security issue, so they said that they were going to cease operations. They returned all the Bitcoin to everyone who, you know, could have been compromised. So that was good.
But it was funny because you were a recollector, or he was telling you at the time what
exactly
it was worth.
He's like, oh, yeah, and Bitcoin's value right now is $6 and something cents.
It's now more than 100 times that. It's it's 200 times that, basically.
Yeah. 5 years.
Yeah, it's incredible. So we're going to go back to Mike in South Carolina because we're discussing this Bitcoin civil war that is going on. It's like a geek war where, you know, people are dug into their positions and they are, throwing digital verbal bombs at one another. And it's a nasty, ugly thing to watch. And Mike, you'd called in asking, you know, why should you install this competitor to Bitcoin, Bitcoin Unlimited, which we've talked about here on Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm. I'm running it here on the LRN studio computer. There's about 40%, just under 40% of the miners that are running Bitcoin Unlimited. And ultimately, this is a question that will be decided by the miners, as I understand it. What the Bitcoin miners decide to do is kind of where the future of Bitcoin goes. The programmers are making their decisions behind the scenes, but if the miners decide to jump ship from the what's called Bitcoin Core, the original Bitcoin software, and go to this Bitcoin Unlimited, as again, 40% of them have done so far, if like 80% of those miners make that flip, which means they've got a ways to go, but if 80% of them make that flip, then they might be able to sort of kill off the old Bitcoin and replace it with this Bitcoin Unlimited. So, Johnson, you had told me during the break that you are an advocate of the Bitcoin Unlimited.
Right.
Do you want to maybe make a pitch to Mike?
One, because it's
give me an elevator pitch on that one.
Sure. I mean, just this, from my understanding, there's two things that I understand. First of all, like as Ian was just saying, I interviewed Roger Ver back in 2012. And my understanding of Roger Ver is that he is a liberty-minded person, right?
Yes, he is.
So, you know, he is supporting, based on libertarian principles and wanting the most maximum amount of freedom and, you know, not a government-controlled, centralized currency. He wants to see Bitcoin be something that is pro-freedom and an instrument of that. So that's
exact in the state of decentralization.
Yeah, so that's a good reason right there. But another reason,
I would argue that his path forward is a more centralized option.
And some people will say that, but I would say that,
which I'm open to that idea if somebody wants to make an argument for it.
Well, I would make the argument that the small transaction fees keep Bitcoin more decentralized right there. It makes it so that it's not something that's only being used
by... It makes it useful for smaller transactions. I don't know how much more decentralized. And the
smaller
transactions.
People are going to be making smaller transactions than people who are going to be trading hundreds of thousands of dollars with $100 Bitcoin fees, which is what could happen.
Nobody's going to want
to
trade.
It's hard to know. It's easy to know. I don't have $100,000 to throw around.
Well, plus, nobody's going to want to trade. Bitcoin is not going to be digital gold for long if it doesn't have small transaction capability. Because if people are just holding on to it and only using it for big money and it's not useful at the small level, the value of it's going to go down over time as other cryptocurrencies rise to eat its lunch.
Why run a Bitcoin Unlimited node? Because you don't want to see Bitcoin die. That's my general
thought. You think
thought.
Increasing the block size is the correct way to reduce the amount?
Yes.
Well, I don't think it has to be an either or. I don't think it has to be an either or thing. Like, it doesn't sound like it sounds to me like you wanted to have a fight rather than have Johnson pitch you something. I don't think it has to be an either or thing. There's a great article over at moneyandstate.com, which I've had in show prep for a while here, a couple weeks now. Eric Voorhees, who is a longtime Free Talk Live listener. We've met him in real life when he came here to New Hampshire. He's proposed that both sides come to the table and accept what's called the SegWit 2 megabyte, SegWit 2MB proposal, which would it would sort of meet in the middle, if you will, with these two different sides. It would implement the SegWit, segregate a witness, which is supposed to help make transaction sizes smaller and more efficient, as I understand it.
Right.
And it would also increase the block size to 2 megabytes. So it would do both of those things at the same time, which should make both sides satisfied. But as from what I understand, both sides are like, uh-uh.
Right.
And so
one of the issues with SegWit 2 megabyte is it's a little bit misleading. Yes, you're increasing the base block size to 2 megabyte, but you're making effective size 4 to 8. The SegWit's already at 2 to 4 effective.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm not a technician. I'm not an engineer, so I don't really honestly know what way is the best way forward. I trust that the market will figure this out at some damn point. It's just frustrating to me how long it's taken. I mean, this civil war of the geeks behind Bitcoin has been going on now for a couple of years at least, and we were looking at the coin.dance, the website coin.dance. You click on blocks, it shows you how the miners are kind of voting in this civil war, and it's just been at a standstill for the last month, and I mean, it's so frustrating.
Here's what's clear to me, and, you know, argue whatever, as you know, and I'm not, I'm a little bit technical, but not as technical to the level of the programmers who are writing Bitcoin, but what I do understand is people who are pro-freedom and people who are not, and I've watched debates, like the debate between Roger Ver and Tone Vase over SegWit versus Bitcoin Unlimited, and it was very clear Tone Vase does not care about freedom.
That's right.
At all.
I got that pretty clear when we were just interviewing Tone.
I try not to make technical decisions based on ethics, but Tone also will admit that he's not the most technical person. He defers a lot of his knowledge to the core team.
So not only is he not principled, but he's not technical.
Well, right, and
he's not principled. He's not technical. He's not anybody who I'd want to support.
He also believes that the Bitcoin core team are the best programmers in the world,
and he has nothing to back that up because he doesn't have any knowledge.
It's just a bald-faced appeal to authority, and that's not an attractive thing to me.
Everybody in that room yelled appeal to authority when every single person in there is doing the same thing for their knowledge.
Who's appealing to authority?
Not writing the code himself either.
Yeah, but I haven't heard Roger Ver say, you know, his boys are the best, programmers in the world. I just haven't heard that. And as far as
Roger Ver has expressed good understanding of how Bitcoin works, again, in an interview that I did with him in 2012, he was already talking about all the benefits and drawbacks of Bitcoin and was doing so very, very well back then. Whether or not he's a programmer or not, he understands the issues very well.
And to me, ethics is important. And, Mike, thanks for the call. Bitcoin has always been sort of this moral, ethical question. Yeah. It's my understanding, Satoshi Nakamoto had the vision of undermining the world's government currencies with this thing. And he came up with a pretty darn good plan. Unfortunately, there are certain people who've gotten involved in the project that have bogged it down.
That's my thought. If Bitcoin is to succeed, it needs to continue with that mission. Otherwise, it's not going anywhere.
Absolutely. And there's hundreds of other altcoins out there that would love to be the top dog.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and will be if Bitcoin does not get its act together.
Right. Bitcoin's been faltering for long enough. And, yeah, exactly. Time is limited here. And if you go to, coincap.io, you can look and see what the current Bitcoin market cap is compared to all of the other altcoins. Bitcoin used to have 95% dominance in the market. It's now 67.2%, meaning they're losing their market position. The price of Bitcoin still looks good. If you just look at the price, $1,200 right now, it looks great, no doubt. But it is losing in comparison to the altcoins. Today, $288 million worth of altcoins were traded. $270 million worth of Bitcoin was traded. Yeah. More altcoins are
Bitcoin
being traded.
Bitcoin doesn't figure this out. It's going to crash hard.
And it's sad to watch it happen, too.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. As Ethereum at $50 per Ether, Dash at $71, almost $72. There's more coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. More about liberals. It's Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone. Office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.